Hello and welcome to my podcast this week. A lot of things on the web page. I hope you'll take a chance to look at and maybe enjoy looking over, giving me your opinion about if you agree or disagree with me. One thing that I wrote about this week is all this paranoia going on, both in Louisiana as well as nationally, over what some of our national and local leaders are doing. I'm referring specifically to the president giving an address that school principals and teachers have been urged to tune into, where the president basically gave a little pep talk about the importance of higher education. And all it was looked on by some on the extreme right particularly as being complete paranoia in the indoctrination by Obama of the kids of America and all these way out ridiculous statements. Nobody got upset when George Bush went on national television and talked about the use of drugs and gave the example that you shouldn't be using drugs. It was a great inspiration, and most of our presidents have done the very same thing. Laura Bush, I thought was interesting, said it was important for the president to do that kind of thing, and she applauded President Obama for going to the nation and being an example to school kids all over the country. So the paranoia has just been unbelievable, kind of a disturbing lesson in the hysteria that Obama has created, not about so much his posture, but some of the ideas, particularly healthcare, that don't fit right, so he's tainted everything he does by certain groups of people. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's wrong. I would say the same thing about all the criticism raining down from the Democrats and the more liberal groups over Bobby Jindal, our Louisiana governor, who seems like every Sunday gets in the state helicopter and travels primarily to North Louisiana to stop at a variety of churches there. Well, that's nothing that every governor has not done as far back as I can remember. I was a state senator when Edwin Edwards was invited to speak at a number of churches up in northeast Louisiana where I served, and he usually accepted when he could. Was often on a Sunday morning in church talking about the Lord, talking about religion. I've seen him in Jewish synagogues doing the very same thing, talking about the Lord, not so as much espousing his Christian faith, but the fact that we're based on a society that does believe in God. And so I've been to church with Governor Dave Treen. And so this is not out of the norm for governors to do this kind of thing. And for Jindal, now Jindal probably does so more than most governors, and he does tend to take the state helicopter that's more expensive than the state plane. But hey, he's elected, and I would say this, a lot of people in rural areas never see a governor except on television. It's the one chance in their lifetime to see a governor come to their church on Sunday, so I'm not that disturbed by it. I will share one story with you. I remember that I was invited as Secretary of State to a service, and I went up to Alexandria, Louisiana, to Brother Anthony Mangum's, the Pentecostals church up there. It's called the Church of the Pentecostals in Alexandria, a very large church of the Pentecostal faith. I happen to be Presbyterian, but Reverend Mangum was a good friend of mine. His father had supported me and spoke highly of me and often called on me for some advice, and I felt it was my duty to come. They were having the Passion Play that's normally held over Easter. So I went and enjoyed the service, and just as the service was about to begin, doors open without unannounced, no announcement, no press, the President of the United States comes in, Bill Clinton walks in. This was a matter of maybe in the first 30 days after the Lewinsky scandal. The President came in unannounced. I think Reverend Mangum knew about it, but nobody else knew about it. And he got up and testified and said that he had sinned, that how deeply sorry he was. He asked the congregation for forgiveness. I can tell you there was not a dry eye, including mine, in the place. Clinton was crying, the ministers were crying, the population of the whole congregation was crying. Very, very moving experience as the president talked about how he let his faith down and let his family down there in this church service on a Sunday. Came in with the Secret Service and with all the trappings. Most of the press, he'd spoken in New Orleans early that morning and didn't tell the press he was going to stop. They were pretty irritated at him for going ahead and going up to Alexandria. But he did, and it was a very moving experience, and I think the president goes on vacations and does what he wants, and that's part of the trappings of being president. And I think going to church on Sunday is part of the trappings of being governor of Louisiana. And part of the trappings, again, of being president is Obama speaking to school kids. That doesn't offend me, and I think, quite frankly, it's posturing for those who say they are offended by it. So I share those thoughts with you, and hope you look over my website. I've got some new music up, and some new entertaining videos I think you'll find of interest. Edwin Edwards' book is going to be published in the next couple of months. Have the author, Leo Honeycutt, being interviewed this week. Also, a very disturbing story about the number of people in Texas who are convicted and then later found innocent after they've been executed. Texas sure pulls the plug over there, and some of those judges just don't give you the time of day. Very disturbing article. I put the link on my website. It's one more example of some of the misconduct that goes on in the judiciary, and it's a shame that those judges are not being held accountable. They should be prosecuted when they cross the line and turn their heads in the way that some judges and prosecutors have done over in Texas as well as Louisiana, but particularly in Texas. I point this out to you this week. Hey, you folks have a good week. I'll talk to you soon, and we'll be here with our podcast again next week.